So, Jeff, thanks so much for taking time to speak with me and tell me about the big idea behind this regional partnership and who all is involved. Who's got a stake?
Yeah, so 7 public media stations across Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia have formed the Ohio Valley Resource with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And the reason that this station and others have done that is because they've all realized that some of the really big stories in these communities, in Murray and these other communities across the region, are ones that affect the entire region. Issues like economic transition, healthcare, for example. So each station is hiring a reporter to work with the resource. And by collaborating, these stations can leverage the strength of having reporters in those communities all across the region working together to tell these stories. And what that also means is the listeners will get this regional perspective on these issues that are affecting them and their communities.
So what kind of coverage are we talking about? You broadly talked about economic transition, but tell me how you plan to shape this coverage.
Well, here are the big beats we've identified. We're going to cover the economy, energy, and the environment, our infrastructure, or as I like to call it, the built environment around us, health issues, and agriculture. So those are the big ones we're aiming at. And of course, the region is undergoing huge changes in all of those areas. I mean, just think of how dramatically the energy marketplace has changed here in recent years, for example, or what's happening with opiate addiction and what a crisis that's become and how it affects healthcare throughout the region. Some communities are really struggling. Other communities you see taking some creative, innovative approaches to, say, find new economic development or come up with new ways to deliver health services in rural areas like addiction treatment. So what we hope is that the resource will offer some reporting and storytelling that allows folks in one community to learn from the experiences in another. And maybe our reporting can provide a little cross-pollination of ideas all over the region.
So it's really exciting that this is going to be a really strong effort for in-depth journalism for this multi-state region, and we're so excited to be a part of it and have skin in the game with hiring a reporter here at WKMS to be a part of this Ohio Valley Resource. Let's hear a little bit about some work that we can expect pretty soon.
Sure. So one of the first stories we're working on is this investigation of what happens to some of the waste that's produced by hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, as it's better known. This waste is often radioactive, and the oversight of the transport, the handling, the disposal varies greatly from state to state. And as a result, there's been some improper dumping of radioactive waste in a landfill close to a school and some homes. And that's where we spoke with residents who are now very worried about their health.
So our health concerns is our biggest thing, and the value of our property, and it's just disrupted our lives right now, very stressful.
So that was Vivian Smith. She lives just across the highway from this landfill that took radioactive waste improperly. Now, part of what's interesting about this story is what we found is it crosses borders. The waste can be generated by drilling in one state, processed at a facility in a second state, and then, in this case, dumped in yet a third state. So it's an example of how I think this regional reporting approach can really be of service to the affected communities to give them the bigger picture on what's happening to them.
So it looks like you'll be exposing some problems throughout the region, but you also might explore different solutions to problems, right?
Absolutely. So, for example, we have reporters looking into efforts to bring new jobs into mining communities, taking new approaches to treating addiction. And on the agriculture beat, we'll hear about farmers who are trying to revive a crop that was once very important in the area, hemp.
My father and grandfather used to grow hemp in the 40s, but they grew it for the Navy to make rope with. Now we're looking at the nutraceutical and oil seeds and fiber. I mean, right now, I guess you'd consider it a niche market, but that niche is going to grow, I think, because we hear too many good results from it.
That's Kendall Clark. He's a hemp farmer from Western Kentucky. And Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia are all exploring how to make hemp a commodity crop once again. Now, the tricky part, of course, is that hemp is related to marijuana. So there are some regulatory issues that might keep hemp from meeting their high hopes.
So we have heard about hemp in our region for a while, and I think it's so interesting now, knowing Nicole Irwin in our newsroom digging into this, is that it's a much broader issue or a much broader story than just the growing and the starting of an agriculture industry and how it's taking root in other states across the country. Some 30 states are exploring this. So we are really excited and invested in this story, and we can't wait to hear more. And one last question for you, Jeff, and that is kind of speak to the mission of this project and why it's important for a journalism organization like WKMS to partner with all these other public media entities to bring you the coverage.
Well, sure. So I'm very interested in the service potential of this regional approach. By exploring how one community is addressing an issue, we can help another sort of think through the problems or issues that they're wrestling with. And also, this is a time where the entire media landscape is in upheaval, and we hear a lot about cutbacks in newsrooms, people sort of retreating from some coverage areas, more substantive issues not getting the coverage they deserve. And I think the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the stations like this one have decided that they really need to step in and provide that service because, well, you know, someone has to. It's a public service, and public is our middle name. Right? So these issues are just too important to leave unexplored, unexplained. These seven stations have made an investment. They're hiring the staff. They've set up this Ohio Valley resource as a regional complement to the great coverage that the stations are already providing for their communities.
Jeff Young is managing editor of the Ohio Valley Resource, which launches Monday, June 20th, right here on WKMS and online at WKMS.org. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us and talking about this big project.
You're welcome, Chad. Happy to be here.